friend who is nearly blind asked me to make a cassette tape for her on the subject of prayer. A week earlier, I had spoken to our guild on the topic of prayer, so I put my guild material onto a tape and added a little bit to it. Then I thought, why not circulate the tape even wider? We recently bought a tape duplicating machine and distribute 30 tapes a week of the church services. So I asked our tape man to make more copies. I mentioned to a church member that I was looking for type 2 blank tapes, which are surprisingly hard to find. A few days later, he gave me 20 tapes anonymously. He said, there is an Ayrshire expression which goes, consider it soggy bread. I looked puzzled, and he explained, you do lots of good things for me and for other people. You cast your bread upon the waters, as the Bible says in the book of Proverbs. You have cast your bread in terms of the tape idea. So now your bread returns, albeit a bit soggy. Jesus himself is soggy bread in this sense. He cast himself upon the waters of a sinful world. He risked himself, invested himself, pushed the boat out, took the initiative, crossed the great divide and reached out. The church is his return on his investment, the response, the soggy bread. The links in the chain go on and on. Mrs. Garrett, to me, the tapes, other people, more tapes, more people. Who knows how far the ripples will ripple outwards? I must confess, I do like the sound of soggy bread.